StarsCast. I am your
radio host.
Oops. Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's Stars with a Z because we're special. I'm StarsCast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one-question mini-reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show. Okay, here we are. We are live on the air, and I've got Stars Maya, I've got Stars Caitlin Clare, I've got Stars Morning Star and Stars Intuitive Coach, which I have not connected with yet. But ladies, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go open the chat room, and then I'm going to do a little promotion for us. And I'd like all of you, let me connect with our last caller here. That would be Intuitive Coach. Get her live. Stars Intuitive Coach, is that you?
Yes, hi, how are you?
Hi, well, I'm fine. This is going to be really interesting because I've also got Stars Maya, Stars Morning Star, and Stars Caitlin Clare on. All of you are live on the air right now because I'm going to go set up the chat room here. And ladies, you can start our topic on universal things that are going on, all the issues that are going on right now. We have the people are in the room. It's really going to be busy, I think. I would just let Stars Maya, you can go ahead and start it off. And you've got the lovely ladies, all the stars with you tonight. And this is really awesome because then it lets me do all the hosting and chatting with all the people that call in. And hopefully we'll get enough people here that will want readings. And the chat room is busy, so I'll keep announcing about that. Stars Maya, are you ready to run with this?
I'm ready. I'm ready. We've got a wonderful group here tonight, so this should be a lot of fun and a lot of information and very interesting. So I hope our listeners are on the edge of their seats already.
Oh, I'm sure they are. So you go ahead, take it, and I am going to start sending stuff to Twitter so everybody knows what we're doing. They're in the chat room. Just go ahead and begin, and I know we've got callers here coming in right now. So you ladies, take it over, and don't mind me.
Okay. Well, I'll start. I'm Stars Maya, and I've been on before, so some of the listeners may recognize me. And tonight we're going to discuss some of the universal changes and shifts that a lot of us have felt. So I'll just briefly say that my guides had been connecting with me and showing me a lot of different universal changes. And so I'd like to briefly describe what that means to me, and then we'll move on to our other stars, and they can add on to that. To me, universal energy, also I call that our collective conscious, is influences, shifts, or any kind of energy that affects all of us to some more, to each person, it may affect us stronger or not so much to another, but there's definitely universal. So it's kind of like a domino effect is the way that I'd like to see it. And what my guides have shown me is that we are seeing this in the economy, and I'm from the USA, so in the USA we're seeing a lot of shifts in the economy, housing, finances, and all weather patterns are changing. And what I was shown or taught is that shift is to bring us back to a higher spiritual place, so that it's taking us away from being so focused on money and so fast-paced. And the idea is to bring us back to more attuned with nature, more attuned with the world, more of a brotherhood, if you will. There are some religious beliefs that some people do affiliate with this universal influence, and then other people feel that it's not non-religious at all. So I guess we'll go ahead and move kind of round robin, and I'll turn it over to Stars Morning Star to get her impressions and feelings about this universal energy, their shift.
Okay, thank you, Stars Maya. You know, I believe that we have a, you know, we learn a lot about ourselves, and you know, we have to kind of look at this kind of like you said in a universal in fine detail too. I think you've hit a lot of that. It's going back to a more natural state in things. You know, we can watch the ocean wave patterns, tree growth. How, you know, lately, I don't know if you've heard, but the because of the weather change, the redwoods have been growing enormously rapid. Okay, so there's a lot more humidity up where they're at. So this is a universal change that has been noted. But it can also be found in human aspects and behavior. And this is marriages. You know, we used to get married very young. Now we're becoming older as we get married. Business is more rapid, more the internet, things like that. Health has new solutions, new medicines, things like that. State of mind, evolution of traditions even. But look at let's look at some of the non-living, such as cars. Cars have only been around for a little more than 100 years. If we could imagine what we see as one of the first cars to what we have today, the hybrids or what have you, that is quite a rapid change in less than 100 years. So that is a form of universal change as well. But what really gets me is that not only that I believe is the world revolving more faster. For example, blue moons were only occurred once in a while, and this last year we've had two or three of them already. So that's kind of interesting in my aspect. I would love to learn more about that. But I believe that's because the world is turning. So that definitely is a universal change. But it also goes down to genetics. Okay, we're seeing a large amount of animals that we've never seen before, or changes in animals. And we've also came through, you know, the human DNA has, I believe, 20 codons that are all turned on. There's been a change in our DNA that actually shows 24 codons turned on. And some examples of, you can actually change your own DNA through vibration and meditation. However, these are our actual evolution in our DNA strands. And there are three sets of people, and they're called the children of AIDS, who do not catch AIDS. And even in controlled scientific labs, not them people themselves, however, they are, their blood, let's say, is put into a test where it is shown lethal doses of AIDS, and still their body cells do not catch it. Okay, then you have the super psychic children of China. Okay, and then, of course, we have in this area the indigo children. So these are three major sets and evolutional change, if you will. So these are some of the things that I can identify with evolutionary change, universal change.
Okay, well, that was a lot of information, Stars Morning Star. You really shared a lot, very interesting, and I definitely resonate. And so let's move on to Stars Caitlin Clare and get her input and see how she feels about all these universal influences or shifts or changes.
Hi, wow. You two ladies come off so wonderfully articulate, and what great information, and I definitely can relate. I've been pulling up world charts all day, which is my thing. I love to do astrology. So I'm looking at it from an astrologer's perspective, and a big change is that people are beginning to wake up and realize that we need to be more compassionate worldwide. We're living in a time of a huge spiritual awakening, and people are really changing their minds about, you know, traditional spirituality. One person may have been raised in one faith, and yet they're finding they resonate with another. But we are in a time where we need to get over, you know, things like abuse of power and exploiting others. These exploited parties are now standing up for their rights. We're seeing huge universal changes in women empowering themselves. That's been a big recurring theme. I live up in the redwoods, and I'll tell you, all the trees are growing faster, which is a good thing.
Yeah, I used to live up there, and I don't anymore, so I so appreciate you sharing that. So you're actually there,
yes,
Claire, and you're actually seeing, I mean, the redwoods are, for those that haven't been able to visit them, as you and I know, they are so magnificent as they are, and they're so big. Anyways, I'm trying to picture, and I'm not even able to even grasp the concept that they could get bigger. So, wow, what an experience for you.
Oh, it's wonderful and beautiful, and I'm so blessed to be able to live in such a powerful place and, you know, have nature literally everywhere instead of living in the big city.
Yeah,
so,
do you find that area in particular has, I know that I did, so that I'm curious if you found that to be true. Do you find it, like some people say, Sedona, Arizona? So what, in the Redwood area, I'm not sure specifically where you're at, but do you find that it has a higher level vibration energy, or it's more spiritually connected than, say, like you said, towns like other cities or other places?
Absolutely. There's a huge vibration that comes with being within an ancient redwood forest. These trees have been here for who knows how many years, and they're all protected. You can't cut these trees down.
Right.
But
so
it's also one of the most haunted places in California, is this area. It's home to the world-famous Brookdale Lodge, which has been a source of a lot of the paranormal TV shows. We've had all kinds of folks, you know, poke through there. And before, unfortunately, it got foreclosed upon, you could definitely sense, you know, spirits in that place. And it's pretty much throughout the whole area.
Yes, I would agree. And would you mind sharing what county you are residing in?
Oh, I'm in Boulder Creek, California, which is in Santa Cruz County.
Okay, I was just curious. I didn't want to interrupt your train of thought, so I apologize.
Oh, no, it's all good. It's all good. I've got lots of notes and lots of charts to look at, and I'm sure people probably have lots of questions for us, too.
sure. So what else, before we move on to Stars Intuitive Coach, Stars Caitlin Claire, what else I love that we have astrology in here, because I just love astrology. I'm not an astrologer. I don't do that. So I just so love when someone can share that with us and with myself. I'm like a little kid. I get all excited when I get to hear about it. So is there anything else that you'd like to share about, you know, these charts, about what you're seeing or what's being presented to you in these changes or shifts?
Yeah, I have a couple more points to bring up, but it all seems to come on a recurring theme, and that's that we need to start thinking globally and have more compassion and caring for one another and see all human beings as family and all human beings as their highest self. And we have an interesting aspect, which is Pluto, which is making a quincunx, which is a 150-degree aspect to Mars, which points out the need that we need to learn how to compromise and keep an open mind. Because right now we have Mercury, which is also quincunx Neptune, which gives us big problems communicating. So we're having problems communicating our own feelings. A lot of people are also living in a lot of fear, and they're not willing to reach out to others because they're scared it will upset their own sense of security. They're not willing to leave their own backyard because what happens? What happens if we send troops to all these other countries? Well, what's going to happen to us at home? That's a huge concern with people right now. I also see the economy making a turn for the better, but it's a work in progress. You can't fix something that's been that broken overnight.
Right. Very true. Very true words. Okay.
But I'll move on to a Stars Intuitive Coach, and love to hear what she has to say.
Hello, ladies. Thank you for having me. What I'm really seeing is the changes within everyone as a whole, within, you know, yourselves. You know, there's a lot of people who need to grow and prosper and do bigger and better things, and while some people are in fact doing those things. You know, there are some people who are not changing it and not growing, and they're not doing the things that they're supposed to because they're, like, stuck, you know, stuck with, you know, fear and being afraid of change, you know, and sometimes that fear is out of what they feel other people may think of them and how they change and how they are being perceived by others. So, you know, in order for you to, you know, to grow and be better for other people, you know, you need to change, you know, within yourself and not be afraid. You know, I often like to tell people, you know, do you, you know, don't worry about what other people, you know, think of you, and do what is better for you. Because in turn, when you grow, all those people that you surround yourself with will grow as well. And just like the rest of you ladies have touched on, you know, I see, you know, things are going to, you know, get better as a whole in the economy. And, you know, I'm seeing more people being able to get jobs. But people have to, you know, be open to the changes that are coming and not want to, you know, stay stuck and not worry about what others think of them. And a lot of the reasons why, you know, some people, you know, don't like to see change in others is, you know, sometimes it's pure out of jealousy. You know, some people, you know, get jealous because they see, you know, other people doing better than they are, and they would like to, you know, do that, but they don't have the courage or they don't have the know-how, you know, to do it. And some people, unfortunately, you know, see the misery in other people, and they get a kick out of, you know, seeing other people, you know, down and not doing well. So everybody needs to, like it was said, have compassion, you know, for everyone. You know, if you see a fellow brother or sister, you know, doing good, and you may not be doing well at the moment, applaud them. You know, be happy for them. And in turn, it will be your turn. And you will be applauded, and things will go, you know, better for you. But everybody needs to, you know, work together, do the things that you need to do to better yourself and your family, but also to help, you know, your fellow man, because we're all in this, you know, we're all on the same earth. We're all in this together, you know, regardless of whether, you know, you're a man, woman, color, you know, your education. And when, you know, one does better, in turn, everyone will start to do better. And I think that, you know, people need to be open for the change that's coming. You know, some people, it's going to be a drastic change, and some people, it'll be, you know, in steps. But, you know, everyone should try to help each other and try to have peace, you know. If solve things with, you know, peace, and try not to, you know, rush into judgment. And those are the things that I currently see at the moment happening.
Okay, so it sounds like in all of us sharing that we're basically feeling the same pattern. To me, the word brotherhood, even though we've all kind of used different terms, brotherhood is coming up. And I like that all of you ladies, all of you stars have embraced this as positive. And I feel like for, you know, this is a, you know, today is 9/11, so you know, this is a very symbolic day to discuss this subject. And I'm sure we have all, you know, had our moment of remembrance and prayer. But I would like to use like an example. Like my guide showed me, like let's go back to Hurricane Sandy, hitting an area that is very populated, an area that isn't normally in the line of fire when it comes to hurricanes. I mean, I do know there has been, you know, storms and hurricanes, but nothing like Hurricane Sandy. So what my guide had shown me is that we are going to be tested somewhat. I use that word, you know, tongue-in-cheek, that we are going to, and a lot of it depends on how we want to look at it, that in order for us to move universally into this brotherhood, this peace, embrace changes, be more connected to the earth, care more about our environment. For a lot of us, we have to be, you know, we need wake call. And when you look at universal energy, what I feel is that, let's say, a girl, Susie, and a boy, Bobby, let's say they've already evolved to that level, but they're still going to feel the effects and the ripples of the universal changes, because when we have that universal wave or shift or that collective consciousness, it definitely touches all of us. So what I was shown is that we are going to go through some very strong challenges in terms of weather, economy, relationships, some fear. I'm not sure who mentioned that, but I definitely got that as well. But the reason why is because the outcome is to bring us to a higher place, just like Star's intuitive coach just mentioned, so that we no longer are envious of someone who is more successful, that we truly feel happy for them, and we can work together more. Instead of it being a competitive world, it's a world of hands reaching across, you know, like that old Pepsi or Coke commercial where hands across America type of thing. So while I'm guarded with feeling that we are going to have some challenges at the end of 2013 and into 2014 and then even the beginning of 2015. Now, that's just my personal, that doesn't necessarily make it true, but that's just what I personally received in messages, that we are going to see some struggles, but the beauty of this and result is like what we saw with Hurricane Sandy. We saw people responding, people that normally would maybe, you know, turn the other cheek or not go that extra mile. We're seeing people respond. So we'll go back again around, and I'm just wondering, I'm getting the impression that you all are seeing that this is going to, the outcome of this is going to bring us definitely positive for all of us as, you know, as a nation, as a country, just in humanity itself. And so back to you, Star's Morning Star, what would you like to add to all this, that now that we've all gotten to?
I think that we need to be able to not fear and be able to get out of our yards and learn each other and promote and strengthen each other and break blocks that keep us from moving forward. I believe that this will help the economy, I mean, as well. There's a lot of things that we can do as a whole to begin the process of healing the earth, if you will, and humanity as a whole. But we also have to be acceptable to the changes that are going on around us, and that is a big process, and it is very scary. But it's don't let it scare us. Just try to accept the momentum of the value of the positive aspects of it, the outcome.
Right. That's a great point. I appreciate that. So we need to embrace that there might be some lessons, but we have to focus on the positive and the outcome. Is that what you're kind of saying? Is that
absolutely,
no.
Yes.
Okay. So, and then what about you, Stars, Caitlin, Claire? What do you want to add then to what we've all talked about?
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly. And I think we need to keep in mind that we live upon a living thing. The earth is our mother, and our mother is going to react when we do things. And I think it's beautiful that there's more awareness for environmentalism, and we're realizing that we need to take care of our world because our world takes care of us. And I think it's really beautiful that we've got this generation who is so hungry for spirituality. And they're motivated by things like compassion and self-sacrifice for the greater good of all beings. And it's going to help us to learn to stop escaping, you know, through, you know, some people use drugs or alcohol or television or anything that you could really consider a crutch. I think that as a whole, people are really awakening to putting down the crutches and really feeding their true hunger, which is that of the spirit. And that's always a beautiful, positive thing.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that is that, and you worded that very well. I really enjoyed that. I kind of got lost in your words. I mean, lost in a good way. I mean, absorbing what you say, not lost in it. Let me clarify, not lost meaning confused, but I got very absorbed in what you were saying, and it really resonated with me. That's amazing. And yes, I really agree that we do. At Mother Nature, and it reminds me, I don't know if any of you ladies have seen the movie Avatar, and I know a lot of people have, but some of the changes, have any of you seen the movie Avatar by James Cameron?
No, I haven't.
No, I haven't.
Oh, God.
I have. I've seen, my son watches it, and it's kind of different, but it does have a value to it.
Well, it kind of what she was just talking about kind of reminded me. But for those that haven't seen the movie, then you know I won't waste our time in talking about that. But we have a group of people, very spiritual people, that value everything from like a blade of grass to one another, and it's portrayed as a beautiful and harmonious brotherhood of people that value one another and everything on their planet versus a species that does not. So that's kind of the gist of what I get. And so let's move now to Stars Intuitive Coach to see. I'm not sure. Stars Intuitive Coach, were you the one that said your son had watched the movie, or was that someone else?
No, that wasn't me. I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay. And that was me, Stars Morningstar.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Stars Morningstar.
That's okay.
So, back to you then, Stars Intuitive Coach. Anything else that you want to add or that you would like to comment on what we've all shared?
Yeah, the one thing that I would like to add is that, you know, we... As people, as a nation in general and whole, should not have to, you know, go through tragedy or wait for, you know, a tragedy in order, you know, to get out there and help. And you can help in any way that you can. And I think that, you know, the more that we help others, the more we help ourselves. And sometimes it seems like we go through these major tragedies, and then, you know, people step up to the plate, and everybody wants to help. And then after the tragedy, you know, I don't want to say winds down, but after it's, you know, it's not really on people's minds as much. You know, everybody
right.
goes back to doing what they were doing. You know, we shouldn't have to wait for something tragic to happen in order for us, you know, to help and to give. You don't always have to give financially. You know, you can always, you know, give with kind words and, you know,
sure.
helping your fellow neighbor if they need help with anything. And it's just not waiting. You know, everybody needs to do their part, whether, you know, whether it's with the environment and helping, you know, our earth and, you know, keeping things going the way it should. We should all lend a hand somehow and not just wait until something tragic unfortunately happens and then everybody wants to, you know, see how they can help. See how you can help little by little in small ways, and you'll see that in return you'll get an even greater help in your life.
Right, right. Well, I would agree that that would be a wonderful and very spiritual way to live. And I of course most of us in this profession do feel that way, that, you know, by giving to others, we're actually giving to ourselves, even working, even, you know, accepting clients and guiding and giving insight or doing charts or tarot cards, whatever. We, you know, I know I find, and I'm probably speaking for a lot of us, I know that I find many times a session, I get an intrinsic satisfaction, or I learn something, or it helps me with someone else. So I definitely agree that it shouldn't have to be a tragedy before we realize. But I do have to say that although I agree with you, and I wish we could all be that way, I do have to say that I feel that part of this universal shift is because in some respects, the majority of us got a little bit lost from that good cause, and so this shift needed to occur so we could get the stragglers, so to speak. So just chime in here. Do you all agree, or do you disagree with that?
I agree
with that. There are so many people opening the door of spirituality and peeking in that we do need to, set some foundation for them, to encourage them to come in and explore the situation, to open their eyes to the value of what there is to learn about their self and others is a very important.
Okay. And do any of you feel or see or have been shown that there are going to be additional challenges? Like I've looked into astronomy, and I've noticed that there's actually a lot of planetary shifts. There's even some astronomers and people that study the Earth that talk about the Earth gravitational force and its axis actually even shifting some, and I feel that is also connected. So do you all feel that we've already crossed the hurdle and we're into all the positive being able to be reaped, or do you still feel that we're still within that shift and so we're still being challenged to become better, more spiritual, more attuned, more of the brotherhood sense in regards to all of the planet, not just people, but as I believe Morningstar mentioned, trees and Mother Earth or whoever mentioned that, everything being connected, everything is alive, and energy is everywhere. So, how do you all feel about that in terms of where we're at in these shifts and influences?
I believe that there's. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, that's okay.
I still feel that we have a lot to learn, and that we're not all the way through the physical aspects about that we have to go through. I think there's just a beginning, but as far as the world coming to an end and that aspect, I don't think that's going to happen, at all. But like I said, we're getting more blue moons. I think it's supposed to be one. The astrologer online, isn't a blue moon every 6 months or 3 months or something like that?
Yes, and we've had an unusual number of them, which is
right.
Always a good positive thing.
Right, absolutely. So
it
yes,
gives
we're
us
still
illumination, and if we're open to it, a great deal of emotional enlightenment. And we can really see where we can heal.
That's a wonderful awakening.
Yes. And I liked the idea of I'm very much into the DNA healing and that we can heal ourselves. And any time that we experience an enlightenment, a spiritual awakening, we are healing. And we're not only I feel we're not only healing ourselves individually, but that has the ripple and butterfly effect that we've all kind of talked about. And so that healing also helps to heal our future generations. Do you all support that idea, or do you have a different take on that?
Well, future generations are becoming more spiritual, and they're very, very curious. And they're curious about different cultures, religions, beliefs, because they're not afraid to question what, let's say, grandma and grandpa, were raised on. They're saying, hey, wait a second, I'm not resonating with this. I'm resonating over here, and it's all good, and we're seeing so much more tolerance. Gay marriage, for one. If that isn't tolerance, I don't know what is, because just think if it was 1950 and the topic of gay marriage was an issue.
Right, right. There, yeah. That's true. That's true. There's been, you know, industrial, which was mentioned early on in our topic, that the industrial changes, you know, automobiles and I can't even keep up with the iPhone, iTablets. I'm like, what is this new thing now? So definitely the technology, and I laugh too because I think about my even the content of television shows, and I think back to my grandparents and what now is just considered normal in a commercial or a television show, you know, would never have been seen on their old black and white set. I think they watched like Hee-Haw or some kind of Night at the Opry or something like that, you know, the country thing. So, yeah, there's been some amazing changes. That's for sure. But for whatever reason, for me, it's just been so much more significant universally. I would say I started feeling these huge shifts, and I don't see the world ending or anything like that. I see the world becoming a much more enlightened, a much better place. But I started getting these feelings probably about 3 or 4 months prior to the election, and that is not a political statement whatsoever. That just was, you know, obviously elections are important times because people either unite or fight. So that's when I started to get some of these messages or visions. So what about the rest of you? When did you start to really take note, or did you, or do you feel that this time now is different in terms of universal energy than, say, 2 years ago or 3 years ago or 4 years ago?
Well, I feel personally that, you know, it's different. You know, as time goes on, for me, I feel it becomes more powerful in, you know, in the different shifts that occur. You know, some people have, you know, the belief that, you know, we need to have certain things happen and make some, you know, major shifts, sometimes minor shifts, to keep everything, you know, level in terms of, you know, the earth and the universe as a whole. But although I feel that we're having major changes, you know, there's always going to be, need for improvement in terms of, you know, the better things that can be done. But I felt, you know, that at the end of 2012, when things started, you know, to turn around and starting to see major differences.
I see. Okay. And what about you, Star Intuitive Coach? Or no, that's who was just speaking, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I meant the astrologer who is Star's Caitlin Clare.
Well, personally, I felt a huge shift 9/11 when the event happened, and very sad, but I remember waking up and thinking the whole world has gone mad, and this was before I turned on the TV. It was just the energy. It was such sadness and chaos, and I had never felt anything like it before. Now, going forward to today, we've moved in leaps and bounds. We came together. We embraced brotherhood. And I think we need to embrace it some more because we like to blame, and I think that's more of a human condition than anything else. But astrologically, we're coming into this huge hurdle that was caused by a cardinal grand cross, which just throws challenge after challenge after challenge. And now we're moving into this absolutely gorgeous spiritual trine. We've got Cancer involved here, which is, you know, peace and the moon and, you know, coming from a place of our hearts and emotions and taking care of one another. So I think we're coming into a big healing period, definitely. And it's going to stick around for a little while.
Right, right. And so you feel that once these shifts and changes have been instilled deeply in our core, our DNA, however we want to term that, that these will be fairly permanent changes and they will be passed on then so that we can actually leave a better legacy than what was maybe going on prior to, in your case, prior to 9/11. Is that
yes.
correct?
Yes, and technology is helping to do just that. We're seeing great pages that, you know, people go out and give free hugs now, and people are exploring different ways to be positive and bring that positive energy into the world. We're able to connect with one another before we couldn't. You know, now we can connect to anybody in the world.
Right. That's
and using
that's,
that to heal is a beautiful thing, and people are realizing right. that healing energy is a good thing, and yes, I'm going to keep doing it because it's good for my neighbor and, you know, my fellow human being, and it's good for me, too.
And it's good for me, too, right. So I noticed that we are running out of time. We ran over a little bit, and once again, I'm Stars Maya, and we have Stars Morning Star, Stars Caitlin Clare, who is our astrologer here this evening and sharing it from that perspective, and Stars Intuitive Coach. So, ladies, is there any last thoughts before we move on to take calls that any of you feel it's important to share or that you would like to share as we end this? And, you know, we may talk again. I think there's a lot to be said about it and a lot of information, but I want to give everyone a chance. There's something that you wanted to add before we go into taking calls.
I'm good.
I'm
okay,
good,
so,
too.
So each one say who you are so our listeners know who's speaking because... So, Stars Morning Star, I'll start with you. So, you feel that you've talked about what was on your heart and what you wanted to express. You feel like you've done that. You've shared what you felt was your calling to share this evening.
Yes, I did. I also still have. I don't know how to express it, but I still have a lot of emotions for the anniversary of 9/11, and I want to those people that are still affected to it to try to move forward in a positive aspect, as it was very traumatizing for a lot of people, not only here in the United States, for those that have relatives or friends there, but for everyone. And to be positive, to move forward, to embrace one another in a brotherly figure and try to help in a positive manner so that, like was described, it's not an aftermath before we have a reaction. We should react before there is a tragedy to react.
Right, right. Very wise words. Very, very wise. Very wise. Thank you for that. And, okay, so... what about you, Stars Caitlin Clare? Anything else that you'd like to add before we could move on to taking calls?
No, I'm good.
Okay, and what about you, Stars Intuitive Coach?
The one little thing I just wanted to add is for everyone, it's just to keep positive and keep the faith no matter how hard it is. You know, just keep your head up.
Okay, thank you. And I would also... say the same thing, and I would like to say God bless to all those people affected, and that you are remembered, and you are thought about, and you are cared about by so many people, and that's your, you know, it was a tragedy, and I know that many are still suffering, especially on the anniversary, and I, you know, of course, I don't want to bring up any bad feelings for someone, but I'm sure that anyone that was deeply affected is not forgotten what today is. So just know that you are remembered and that you are in our thoughts and our prayers, whatever our religious beliefs are, you are thought about, and we send out positive energy And as our intuitive coach said, keep your head up and start turning stars, said to move forward, stay positive, because while we are seeing changes, the outcome is very beautiful, and the outcome will bring us to a level that, to put it just real simple, will give us things that money simply cannot buy. So I'll leave it with that, and Adelaide should be coming in now so that we can move forward. And it's been a pleasure. I really enjoyed getting to talk with all of you, and I thank you for sharing your thoughts with me and with our listeners.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay,
well,
I've been listening and enjoying and sitting so tall in my chair, listening to all my stars and lots of stars in the chat room today, tonight, I should say. And I'm thrilled. All of you are so knowledgeable, and it's you're saying things similar but in such different ways. I'm very, very impressed. And I thought, oh, I'm going to be juggling all these calls. But, yes, we're getting calls. But by the same token, this has been wonderful for me to listen and not do the talking as Stars Maya knows and Morningstar. Usually it's the three of us. And it's nice to sit back and admire all that worked for me. And truly, you should sit tall in your chair, too. And, you know, the site, that's what the site is about. It's not about how much money we can make. It's about doing good things, which is all in line with what I've been hearing from all of you. So, you know, that's what I'm about, as all of you know. I mean, I'm the first one to be, I'll be at the front of the line to help somebody. I've always been like that, but I think even more so now. And I'm thankful even my son is like that. So we do have some callers. I don't know. Stars Maya, do you want to take the first one, or you do want to let the other ladies do them?
Either way, which whatever works. If
okay, I've got
like
a couple of callers, and I just announced, and they're listening right now in the chat room also, that they can always call 347-838-9736 and get a call, you know, call in, and I'll connect you with one of the advisors that I have, four wonderful ones, and then I have them, I have Stars Priestess Candy, I have Stars Wolf Spirit, and I have Stars Karma Kyra sitting in the room right now. Stars Judy Noah was there for a while. When you get support like that as an owner, and all of you should feel really good listening to this, is when you get this kind of support, you know you're doing something right. You know that everybody loves what they're doing, and it's a wonderful place to work at, and it's a wonderful place to get a reading at. You will not be disappointed. All of these people in the room and on the air right now, for those that are listening, and they can be listening on the site as well, you know, you are getting the very best, and you don't have to worry about paying too much money. And I think they're all happy working for me. I hope so. I mean, I try
to
do the very you know, we've got good things coming. We've got our voice chat. Tony and I will be brainstorming tomorrow, spending a lot of time, and then Friday he's going to work on all kinds of stuff that I have. He's going to be pulling his hair out. But that's okay. I think we're going to also start doing classes in our own web room off the site. I've got to talk to him about that. But a lot of good things coming, so this is all wonderful. Okay, Stars Maya, you know what I might do until I get more callers is these people that are waiting might be very lucky because they might get a little take from all of you. I don't know. So, Stars Maya, I'm going to connect you with our first caller. Ladies, just hang on. I'm not going to put you on mute or anything. I'm going to leave you live, so just know that. And we're going to go to the first caller. And Stars Maya, you can take this one.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Francine. And I'm just wondering.
Hi, Francine, go ahead. You can ask Stars Maya your question.
Okay. I want to know when I would be closing on a property that I'm selling that starts 6441.
Okay, so Francine, you're asking when you're going to close on a property that you have for sale. Now,
right.
do you have a solid contract and the buyer has their funding in place?
No.
Okay. I felt like there was, you're asking that with the energy of you're manifesting that it is going to sell, so you want to know when it's going to close.
Right, because every time I ask I'm going to sell, I get, you know, a particular, you know, like, they don't give me the closing. I want to know when it's going to be out of my energy, you know what I mean, where I'm done with it. And I don't live in the property. I live in an apartment. I'm waiting for that property to sell.
Okay, and I think it's important, Francine, at least in my opinion, is to share with you that this is one of the things that these universal changes are affecting. So a lot of times in selling a property, there's a timing that is a little bit beyond our control, meaning mine, yours, whatever, because we're trying universally to reach these amazing goals, and therefore things can be often delayed past what normally occurs. When I ask my guides, and I'm always on it, you know, I feel there's no doubt the property will sell, but I feel that it's you know, there's a possibility at the end of this year, but I'm actually feeling that you're going to end up closing after the first of the year and very shortly after. So that's the answer. That's what I'm getting. And I believe that Stars Cast has said that, that, you know, some of our other experts, if they have a different take on this, go ahead and jump in.
That's right.
Yes,
okay, Stars Morningstar, what do you get for Francine on the closing of the selling of her property or the closure of it?
Actually, I'm going to agree with Stars Maya. I'm seeing about 13 months. So I'm going to agree with her that that's very accurate.
Okay, thank you. Stars, Caitlin, and Claire, what's your take on this question for Francine?
Well, I pulled some cards, and I see a very favorable final outcome here with the Ace of Cups. So it's going to happen, but not until you jump through a lot of hoops. So the first card that came up was the Two of Swords, which indicates opposition. So this has really been quite the struggle. And whoever is orchestrating this needs to take further action. But ultimately, while I don't see a particular time frame, I do see a positive final outcome.
Okay, Stars, Caitlin, Claire, thank you. Now, Francine, I have one more reader that you're lucky tonight that you get to hear from
okay.
all of them. They're all talented in their own right, and they all do something a little different. Stars Intuitive Coach, what is your answer for Francine?
Hi, Francine. I'm
Hi.
Seeing that it can be within 3 to 4 months, you know, towards the end of the year, beginning of next year, but that's only if you have the right person taking care of this. I feel like you need to have a person who is going to see your best interests and who's really going to stay on top of trying to get this property sold for you and trying to stay on top of the paperwork and on top of, you know, the clients that come through to see the property. So I think that if you have the right person in place, you can get it sold sooner than later.
Okay. And is that the opposition, the realtor's opposition? We just barely re-signed the extension.
Yeah, I think that if you had a better realtor, you would probably see a quicker outcome and a better outcome. Now, you want to step away from this and have this realtor take care of it, but at the same time, I think you need to be more involved in it if you're not already, and make sure that you stay on top of this realtor if you cannot get out of the contract that you have with them to sell the property. Because I feel like this realtor needs like a push, like, you know,
right.
to know that you're on that, you're on the person, that you're aware of what's going on, that you need to get this done. And I feel like they're sort of like laid back, and that's not the type of person that you need. So you
right.
need, you know, if you can't get out of the situation, you need to stay on top of the realtor to make sure that the person is doing what they're supposed to be doing.
It's interesting. Go ahead.
And to let them be aware that, you know, you're not just sitting in the background waiting for them,
right.
you know, to do what they have to do, that you're on top of this and you want this done, and, you know, no ifs, ands, or buts, and to make sure that when a buyer does come through, that it's a solid buyer, not someone who's just thinking they're interested, someone who truly is interested. And I think that
right.
if you take these steps, or, you know, have someone in place that can be, you know, forceful, can be where, you know, I need to, you know, get this done, you can have the property sold sooner.
Okay. Yeah, great, because I just put the fire under her rear end just last week, so I'm surprised that you picked that up, because that was the case, and that's I signed after getting on her, because she had put the listing on hold for whatever reason, and I didn't know. It was off the market for a month. And she had no knowledge of it, and so I really ringed her on that one. So it's interesting that you picked that up.
So I just feel that, you know, do what you're doing with her. Stay on top of her and let her know that I'm in your ear. And you don't have
mm-hmm.
to do it in a mean way, or, you know, but just let her know, because at the end of the day, this is your property. You know, this she may
right.
be helping you trying to sell it, but this is yours. So
correct.
You're hiring her to do it, yes. But, you know, like you said, light that fire, tell her she needs to step
mm-hmm.
it up a notch, and, you know, you could actually get out of signing with her if she's not holding her end of the bargain. So just know
mm-hmm.
that just because you signed the paper, it's not concrete.
Right.
So if someone else
right.
comes along that you feel can do the job, and I think you would get that, you would get that gut feeling, this is the person I need to deal with, then you need to
mm-hmm.
deal with that person so that you can get this sold. And I think if you have the right person, you know, in your path with you, working with you, you could get this sold quickly.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you so much. You guys are all on key, so thank you so much.
And, you know, Francine, if you'd like an in-depth reading, you can always go to starpsychics.com. And probably they're all available, or they will be right after the show. And I have a bunch of them on, and you can resonate with one of them. Intuitive Coach, Stars Maya, Stars Caitlin Clare, and Stars Morningstar. They did an awesome job. And you can keep listening if you like, and I'm going to take our next caller. Okay, Francine?
Wonderful. Thank you so much. You're so kind.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, ladies, I have Kim. We'll start with you, Stars Maya, again. Let me get her. This is fun. Are you ladies having fun?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Isn't it fun?
I read cards all day.
Yeah, it's fun,
yes.
too, and you're getting to know each other at the same time, which is what I want to do in the web room. I want to have a giant meeting so we can all chat away. And anyways, let's go to Kim. Hiya, Kim. I've got you with Stars Maya, and you're going to be fortunate tonight. You're going to get a little mini reading from all the stars that I have on tonight. And don't worry about the time. It's going to continue on. So go ahead and ask your question, Kim.
Okay. Well, hello, ladies. And I was just wondering if you see me staying here in the Orlando, Florida area. For my career, which is where I'm going to become a child life specialist, or do you see me possibly moving to maybe Maryland? Because I've been looking at doing my internship for my child life specialist in Maryland as well.
Okay, Stars Maya, you're first.
Okay, so this is Kim, and there was a little bit of breakup, Kim. Tell me again what you're pursuing.
Well, I'm pursuing a child life specialist internship.
Okay. My guys are telling me that there's going to be a relocation. So I'm being shown that you are going to relocate, and I feel this is going to be a positive move for many reasons. It seems to me that there is another area of your life that has caused you a little bit of chaos and anxiety and decision-making. I get a crossroads. So I feel like the move is going to come right at the right time that you need it to, so that you can walk away and leave what needs to be left behind, so to speak, and to move the timing and the continuation of education and the area, the people. I really feel it's going to be a positive change for you. And it's, you know, when I say it's going to bring you good luck, I mean, it kind of sounds like a lucky charm, but it is going to switch on a little switch for you that is needed. You know, you're a stable person, but I feel like your light has been dimmed a little bit energy-wise. And so this move is going to, it's like the flashlight, you know, it has two settings, and one is low and one is bright. And what I'm feeling is when you make this move, and I am feeling that you're going to make a move, that flashlight button in you, that your energy source is going to be very lit up, and it's going to attract and affect all areas of your life. And so there's going to be a lot of good things, a lot of potential, a lot of doors are going to be opening in areas that are unexpected. So I want to say, wow, because I really feel that this is going to be something very positive and great. And I truly wish you the very best with that. And I'll let you move on to the other experts and see what they have to say about all this.
Thank you. Okay, Stars Morningstar, what is your take on this for Kim?
Actually, Kim, the card, the Ten of Air, is actually kind of showing me that you are going to move, but, you know, you need to embrace that change. And know that things, so give yourself some positive affirmations on it, and know that it will be the end of a difficult situation. And you know that expect things to get better now. You know, you're going to be very victorious. There's good news. There's public recognition. There's a lot of, you know, happiness going on. Find the magic in life and its value. You're a very talented woman when it comes to your profession. This is a very, this will be a growth period for you, you know, so you have the Midas touch. It's something that you've been manifesting, so why not take that leap of faith? I believe that there is a happy outcome where you are content and you have a successful completion of that project. In a sense, it's your wish comes true, okay? So have confidence in yourself at this time.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Stars Morningstar. Okay, Stars Caitlin Clare, I'm tongue-tied right now. Maybe it's because I'm hungry. I'm waiting for my dinner. But anyways, what is your take on this, sweetie?
Well, I am pulling the cards right now, and it's looking good. I definitely see a move because this isn't just for, you know, a job situation. This is going to bring about resolution. And just spiritually, it's a healthy move for you, as indicated by the Four of Cups here. However, you're going to miss a lot of people because we have the Six of Cups coming up, but that's okay. You're going to get a lot of solace, and your creative potential and your job opportunities and potential is just going to soar, as indicated by the Page of Wands here, which is a fire sign, and represents our highest potential. So it's all good. I think that this is something you've really been soul searching on for a long time. We have the Page of Cups, which is where we reflect, we soul search, we take the time to take care of ourselves. And this move is going to be an influx of money. You are definitely going to be making more money than where you're living at now. and you're not going to feel so restricted with your money. We've got Five of Discs, which is lifting those restrictions off of finance, and you can let your hair down a little bit more and relax and have fun and do some things that right now you're simply not able to do. So I'm seeing it's all good. We have a final outcome card here of the Druid, and he blesses everything and shows us that this is a wise decision to make. And we have the Shaman. So spiritually, this is very sound. And you're going to make a home in this new location. It's going to be good for you emotionally. We have the Moon, and here we go with the Ace of Discs, which is abundance. So yes, this move is very, very healthy.
Awesome. Thank you, Stars, Caitlin. That's awesome. Okay, Stars Intuitive Coach, you'll be the last one to give your little mini reading for Kim. What are you getting on this?
Well, I feel also the relocation, but I also feel like you're going to be traveling a lot once you do your relocation. It's like this place that you're going to go to is going to be your flagship, whereas this is what you would call home. But after so much time, you're going to be going from place to place, whether it be giving lectures or talks or speak. You're going to go to different places. You're not just going to stay in one place. This is going to bring more financial opportunities for you. This is going to bring more power to you. In other words, you'll have a higher self-esteem about yourself, that you are good at what you do, and you shouldn't doubt that. You're good at what you do, and you know what you're doing. You should never have those doubts in your mind, and this relocation is going to help free you from a lot of the baggage that you carry. You're going to have a lot of spiritual awakening. You're going to have a financial awakening, and I feel like you're going to blossom and do better doing this relocation, because you're going to have more opportunities than you would have had if you stay where you currently are.
Okay, thank you so much.
Very good. Thanks for coming, Kim, and you can always get an in-depth reading at starpsychics.com. We have great rates there, and ladies, you did an awesome job. What can I say? I mean, I keep thanking you, and I would love to have all of you back. I think if the word gets out that we have, you know, more readers in the chat room, we have them in there sitting, and they're thanking everybody, all of you in the chat room right now. I can see what they're typing, and it's really, really great. I hope you had a great time. And if, you know, you want to do it again next week, hey, I was great. It was great for me just listening and not having to talk so much, because, you know, I lose my voice anyways. And thank you, Stars Maya, for coming and heading this up and starting the talk. As usual, you're always awesome. And Morningstar, you're tremendous. The lady with the horses. She's on like a farm, and she's got horses, and we always talk about that. Stars Caitlin and Stars Intuitive Coach are kind of new to Stars, but oh my, you would never know. You would think that they've been with us since the very beginning. And I want to thank everybody in the room, Stars Will Spirit, Stars Karmic Kyra, and, you know, Priestess Candy was in, and she just popped out. So, anyways, thank you, ladies, again. I will be in touch with all of you. I think we should do this again, and I think if we have a little bit more promotion, maybe each one of you would get several readings in the evening. This would be awesome. I hope you had a good time. Did you?
Absolutely.
I had a great
time. Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Yes, thank you, Starscast Natalie. I loved it, and I appreciate the opportunity to share with all these wonderful experts and with all the listeners. So I wish everyone, God bless everyone, and good night.
Okay, and Stars Morningstar, I know you enjoyed it. You've been with us for several weeks in a row, so I know that you love it. And Caitlin Clare, I'd love to have you back. You're very impressive, all of you. Intuitive Coach, oh my. I mean, you should hear yourselves. You really put out some good stuff and makes me feel really proud as the owner. So thank you to all of you.
Thank
and I'm going to disconnect everything. Oh, you're welcome. Next week we'll do this again, and we'll do a lot more promotion, ladies, so that we can get a lot more callers. And I'm sure I will be talking to each one of you soon. Night, everybody. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Say
bye-bye. Bye-bye. See you next week. Bye.
See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.